Carrie Lake points out media's contradiction after reporter asks if she'd consider being Trump's running mate. By Nick Gilbertson on September 9, 2022. Arizona's Republican gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake called out the media's blatant contradiction Wednesday night when asked if she would consider being former President Donald Trump's running mate if he launches a 2024 campaign. If Trump were to tap you to be VP, is that something you'd consider? A reporter asked the former Fox 10 Phoenix anchor. No, I hate, first of all, I don't like Washington, D.C., especially don't like it now, she replied. She added, for so long, many of you in the media have been trying to act like I don't have the skill to run for governor. Now, apparently, I'm so skilled that you think I should be VP. I take it as a compliment, so thank you for asking. Another reporter followed up, wondering if she had talked to Donald Trump about it. I talk to President Trump all the time, and I have not talked to him about that, no, she responded. I am applying for the job of Arizona governor. And I'm reaching out to the people every single day. She then took aim at her Democrat opponent, Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. Where is Katie Hobbs right now? She should be standing right here answering your questions. How often does she talk to you? If you're MSNBC, then maybe all the time. But if you want to ask her a pressing question, she cowers, and she's a coward. I'm applying for a job, and the people of Arizona are the hiring manager. And they are my boss and I am going to be here. Much to the chagrin of some of you, not just 4 years as your governor. I'm going to be here 8 years as your governor. So have fun and get used to it because we are going places and we're going to have the greatest state in the country. On Wednesday, Lake and Hobbs participated in the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry's gubernatorial candidate forum. While both candidates fielded questions, they did not share the stage together, and Hobbs went first. When it was Lake's turn, she blasted her opponent for dodging debates and noted that she sent a letter to the Arizona Clean Elections Commission stating she will not agree to a forum that her opponent wants, adding that she was doing that tonight. We need to be on stage together. We need to talk about our policies, she added, drawing applause. So we've got a couple empty chairs up here and every time you look at a chair, just think we should be filling that with our opponent here on the stage. But I digress.